Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, and it's show number 2 for the year. We're excited about this when our air date is Thursday, January 9th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, and I am joined again this week by the incomparable
Butterbean.
She is here. She has not kicked me out of the studio yet, so I'm feeling pretty good about where I stand. This week, we have a very, very special guest. She's got a career that's phenomenal in this area. Julianne Ankley joins us. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hello. Well, thanks for having me. This is fun.
Well, we've been blessed to get to know you, and everything that you have done in your career is just amazing. We're excited to talk to you about it tonight. How did everything get started for you? What's kind of your background, your history of being in the music industry?
Well, it's, you know, everybody says their journey is not traditional. And I would have to say that mine is also that way, too. I didn't start my career until I was later in life. I had already, my children were getting into their 10, 11, 12 to 15 year age group before I even began to do it. And I had gone through some pretty serious illness issues in my early 30s. And it really made me rethink everything, made me realize that I wasn't doing all of the things that I love, always dreamed about doing, always thought I would do one day. And it was like, there came a point in my life where I said, oh my gosh, this time's going by. If you're going to do this, it has to be now. And so I started doing things for me too, in addition to everyone else. And it really had not only an impact on me, but my children have told me that it had an impact on them as well. That it's important to go out and pursue what means something to you.
I've always heard the folks that are successful in what they're doing is to find something you love doing, and that's what you do. And then it's not a job. It's not
the truth.
A crime. Yeah. Now, so you've been really into this for a good deal of time now.
Yes.
You look behind you over your shoulder, there's 14 Detroit Music Awards right there. You've had some great success.
I feel very fortunate because of having jumped into this whole thing later in life. I mean, and I'm not trying to point out any specific genre, but a lot of the genres will say you joined at the time most people are trying to get out.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. So there were no expectations. The expectations were taken right off the table at that point. And I just went out and tried to achieve what made me happy and just continue each time saying, okay, let's see what we can do with this. Let's see what we can do with that. Fully knowing that it all could end at any time, you know? So I just feel truly blessed to have had the experiences that I have.
Well, and from my standpoint and learning about your career and listening to your music, it's so crisp. It's so on point. And your storytelling is amazing. The quality of what we hear is, it's there. You know,
Thank you so much.
It's fun to hear that. We deal with so many different groups, individuals, bands that are at different points in their career. And it's so much fun to hear it when it's at the top. Mm-hmm. And that really feels like what we're dealing with you. But you were, well, this first song that we have queued up is your most recent single, What Makes You Dance. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, this song is fun. I was staying in Nashville. I travel there often to write and record and just really stay in touch with my friends that are there and just always kind of keep an eye on what's going on. And I was writing that particular day with my friend Craig Eck, who works with a lot of different big artists down there. And Craig actually brought the idea to the table this time. He said, I just really want to write something that is a fun female anthem, something that women can really just wrap their head around. And we just sat and hashed this out, and we pretty much finished it in one day. And I, after he left that day, I continued to like just really tighten everything up. And I sent it to him the next morning when I was driving home. And he just really liked how it turned out.
All right.
And I went back and recorded it this year. We had tried to pitch it around just a little bit, but I thought, you know, I really like that song. I think I want to release that song. So let's see what we can do with this. And
it's a fun song, and it's got a wonderful message.
Thank you. Yes. It really does. And Craig has two young daughters. So, and I have two daughters, and it doesn't necessarily even have to resonate with women. I think there are men that resonate with it too. And it's just really important to find the things that you love and go out there and enjoy life instead of hanging on so tight.
Yes, no question. let's give this one a listen.
All right.
What Makes You Dance from Julianne Angley.
Sunrise or red sunset? Is it the thought of a blue-eyed boy that you haven't met yet? Is it a summer's kiss? Tell me what you wish. Is it holding on to a dream long after your friends say quit? Find what makes you dance.
Find what makes you
groove. A girl's night out or a girl's night in? What's it gonna take to make you stay up late and let the fun begin? Yeah. Find what makes you dance.
Find what makes you dance.
What makes you groove? Grab a glass of wine, turn the music up, and it'll all be fine. If you find what makes you dance,
find what makes you dance,
what makes you groove,
find what makes you dance,
what makes you put on your favorite shoes, walk with attitude, find what makes you dance.
What Makes You Dance from Julianne Angley. Yeah, we just love that one. That one's a lot of fun. Now, Julianne, tell me a little bit. You mentioned writing that song came rather quickly. You got it all done in a day, and it may have taken a little time to publish it, but the song itself came about in a day's time. Is that typical of your process, or how do your songs typically come about?
You know, it's all different. That particular song, we start to finish, it was then. I have other ones that I sat on for a very long time before I went to finish them. Sometimes the creative process is not so straight. You know, it just takes a turn. And sometimes it's a matter of whether I'm co-writing, whether both of us believe in the song, whether, you know, if you're not feeling something, it's hard to go back in and try to finish it sometimes. Or if it's just a matter of I really had to figure out what I wanted the story to say. What am I trying to say here? And that can change, too. So I'm not a writer that writes every day. I have a lot of different creative avenues that I go down. So I don't write all of the time, but I will go and I feel like it goes in spurts where I'll be like, let's write. Yeah. Or if I know I'm writing towards something, I'm more apt to be really driven to write more. If they're, you know, if I'm writing toward an album, if I'm writing with an artist that is trying to finish an album or do something, then I'm more excited to really go at it, but it just comes and goes and I let it now. I don't worry about when it's not creative time. I wait till it feels good again.
Well, you could probably get a better product that way, I would guess.
I mean, it's working out.
It seems to be. Look behind your shoulder. It seems to be. Nothing's going right. Well, it's interesting to hear you say that because we've had some folks that have said, yeah, you know, I put down a couple of ideas on a napkin and a half hour later we've got this new single. And then we've got others that have said this one's been cultivating for 10 years.
Yes, That is the truth. I mean, and it comes in different ways too. Sometimes it's melody driven where I'll have a melody and sometimes it's just some sort of funny hook that somebody said to me, like that's a really odd thing to say, you know, and then it turns into a song. So, or a situation. Sometimes we're writing from emotions. So those are all things.
Well, and we talked about at the top that you're a great storyteller too.
Well,
and
thank you.
This one that we've got queued up here next, goes to the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse. Is an amazing story, and it's got a beautiful video that goes with it, too. Tell us about this one. How did this come about?
Well, now, this is one that I sat on for a very long time. This song I wrote actually in, I think, 2011, and I did not release it until 2020. So it was an unusual thing. I wrote this at one of John Lamb's songwriting retreats up in Harbor Springs, Michigan. He prompted me to write a story about a ghost in the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse. So I had to write this within a weekend and I played it out forever. And then John invited me back to be an instructor years later at one of their big weekends where it was like celebrating an anniversary of this writer's retreat. And he said, I was surprised you didn't play that song. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this song. Holy cow. And as I was writing for this album that I was making, it seemed perfect at this time. It was the right moment to do it. And I always pictured a video from the beginning for this song. It just made sense with the lighthouse being less than 2 miles away and from my house. And it just seemed perfect. It all just sort of fell together. And I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun being a ghost haunting a lighthouse.
I bet it was. Well, and the album you're referring to, With Love from Lake Huron, is a Detroit Music Award winning album as well.
Yes. That year it won 4 awards, songwriter, vocalist, recording, and I think band, artist or group. So yeah, it did really well. And I wanted to mention too that when we were filming the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse video, I invited some of my friends to be in on the video. I invited some of the Gasoline Gypsies to come in.
We love them. Yes.
I invited them all, but only a couple could make it. And then my friend Glenbrook also is in the video. and the funny part of that story is we filmed all of this footage. There was tons and tons of footage. And then I sent it to the two people that produced it or edited it, directed it, I should say, directed it. And they cut all of those scenes out. I'm like, wait, what? No, we have to put them back in.
Yes.
And they're like, well, you know, that footage didn't really fit with the storyline. And I'm like, no, we have to put them back in. I don't care how. And so they put them back in, and it's very brief. I wished it was longer, but it became a joke between us all. Like, way to be in a video and be cut right back out of it.
There's your 10 seconds of fame.
Exactly.
Oh, it just means there needs to be a part two now.
Yeah. They had to be they were tourists that were touring the video or touring the lighthouse, and it got shortened because we only had so much space to make the story happen with the footage. So yeah, it was a joke.
let's see what the end scene is here in the joke.
Okay.
This is the ghost of the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse.
On the shore is a beacon of crumbling bricks and faded white. Stormy nights, or when the fog rolls in, you can see it's eerie light. And if I were alive right now, I'd be so tired of climbing these stairs to my eternal mission call. And if it wasn't for the night I took your secrets to my grave, wouldn't be here at all. Well, I guess you were bigger than the strength I had to live. Twisted lies, all dressed up in kindness, I watch you torn my next of kin. And if I were alive right now, I'd be so tired of climbing these stairs to my eternal mission call. And if it wasn't for the night I took your secrets to my grave, I wouldn't. Way to the shore, and every night I climb this tower to shine the lights forever.
Isn't that wonderful? That's the ghost of the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse from Julianne Ankley. And I just, you know, and as I mentioned earlier about how crisp and how pure the sound is, that's one of those that just, it's got that feel. It reaches out and gets you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. It's really important that I get it right. Really something to me. I recorded both of these songs. I've recorded down in Nashville, Tennessee at Baird Music Group. and just all top professional musicians in there. It was wonderful.
They're super.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're on my playlist, so just so you know.
Thank you.
So, Julianne, you're all over Southeast Michigan, Nashville. You've got performances going on regularly. Where do people find you? I want to get out and see you. I want to hear Ghost of the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse live. Where do I go?
Gosh, well, you know, I've really been fortunate. I've been just about everywhere this past year. It's been really fantastic. But if you want to find out where I'm at next, the easiest way is to go right to my website, which is julianneankley.com. I also have another art website because I do a lot of visual art too. It's julianneankleyart.com for that. But the music is all at julianneankley.com. So there's where I am.
Super. And what's next? What's coming up?
For January, I'm going to be at the Howell Opera House. And I'm actually bringing some of my artwork with me, too. We did that last year, and it was really successful. So they want me to bring my art back. So I hang my in this art gallery, and then I perform. And it's just a really great experience. It's super fun. I'm also going to be over on the west side of the state at the Prairie Rondi Artist Residency thing, and it's in Vicksburg, Michigan.
Yes.
I'm going to do a nice little event there with them. I'm going to be at the Vintage Tavern in Port Huron, Michigan, upstairs on the 25th. I'm trying to think what else am I at? Next month I'll start, I'm playing a couple dates for the Sylvan Table over in Sylvan Lake, Michigan, too. So a little bit of everywhere, and planning some things that I haven't put on the schedule yet, too. So there's some things coming.
Don't be surprised if you got a couple in the corner that are watching you and singing along. So.
Please do. Come on out.
This last one that we've got queued up is also from that Detroit Music Award winning album. This one's called There's Still Time. This is a fun one. I really enjoyed getting to know this song. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, I had been writing for a little while with Caleb Malouli from the Gasoline Gypsies. He lives not far from me, so he would come over on Wednesdays and we would write. And I think this was this might have been the very first song that we wrote. And he's a great writer. He's pretty prolific and he really hones his skills in. So it was really fun for me to have a song with Caleb. And I liked this one so much. The melody came from, it's a funny place, this melody I had in my pocket because whenever I would get ready for a show for soundcheck, this was the melody that I would play to make sure that everything was fine. And I'm like, let's use this. I've always wanted to write a song about this with this melody. And so that's what we did. And I wanted to say too that an internet radio station that is really supporting Michigan artists. It's called Sonic Coast and with Brian Maloney and there's other great people on there. John Barmarino's on there. There's a lot of great DJs and things on there, but they have really embraced the Michigan artist community. And they just announced, I think 2 days ago, that the top 25 artists that were played in 2024. And the Gypsies were first and I was second with that dance song. So yeah, it was so funny because they would show five every day and I'm like, okay. And then they said, and tomorrow we're going to play the top five. And I'm like, wow, I wonder if I made it or not. You know, maybe it didn't make it. And then it was second. And I was like, oh my God. So that really tells me that the song was strong and that the community is supporting it. They can resonate with it. And then it was great that my co-writer, Caleb and the Gasoline Gypsies, Mud in the Water is a fantastic song.
Oh, isn't it?
So yeah.
Yes.
Really great. That's
he
my
joined
favorite.
Us earlier in the year, last year, and played. That was one of the songs they provided for us. And that was just
fun. That's about one of my favorites of theirs. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there. That people are supporting the music artists, and we love it so much.
Super.
Well, we wrote it down.
We did. Awesome. Let's give this a listen. There's still time.
Okay.
Dancing shoes on.
All
right. What a great message, too. That song resonates. You know, you open your eyes and there's some good things out there. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that. And we've enjoyed our time with you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I wanted to tell you, too, there's a song out on the radio right now that I co-wrote with a girl named Glenbrook. I think, have you guys interviewed her, too?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we wrote Tattoo Ain't About You together.
Oh, we love that.
It's so much fun. And she and I and Michelle Chouinard got together this week and wrote some more songs, some really good ones. So keep your eyes out. There might be some new music released this year.
Yeah, keep us up to date. We'd love to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a great song, too. And the video's good, too. So those that are watching, definitely look that up. That's cute.
It's cool.
Well, Julianne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, wonderful to get to know you. We'll be keeping in touch. You'll watch. We'll be in one of those shows with you.
I love it. Sounds good to me.
Quarter Beep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Ashley Autumn.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to Ashley, another Nashville recording artist joining us here. Hey, I think that's going to be a wrap on our show for tonight. I want to thank Julianne Ankley again for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For all of you listening to us out there, thank you so much for listening. Let your friends know about us. Like and share us if you whatever the podcast platform you happen to be listening on. We're on Spotify, Amazon, all the majors out there. There's 14 different platforms that you can hear us on. Let us know where we can find more folks like Julianne. You can drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And, of course, all the things that we're doing are out there on our website, vehiclecitysound.com. Thanks again to everybody. Thanks to Julianne, all of you. Be good.
Thank you.